Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Common Ground, the show where we bring voices from across the political spectrum together to find shared understanding, even in the most challenging times. I'm Melissa Lucas, your centrist co-host, and I'm honored to be here with my colleagues as we tackle today's topic, the escalating conflict involving Iran. Right now, the Middle East, and really the world, is watching a rapidly unfolding crisis. What began just a few days ago with coordinated U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iranian military, leadership, and nuclear-related targets has widened dramatically. Reports indicate hundreds of casualties on multiple sides, strikes reaching into Lebanon, the Gulf states, and beyond. Disruptions to global energy markets and urgent calls from the UN and others for de-escalation. This is a moment of profound risk with profound human costs, and it's affecting families, economies, and securities far beyond the region. As someone who sits in the center, my goal is today isn't to declare winners or assign blame. It's to listen and ask hard questions, to explore where all sides might actually agree, even if it feels really unlikely right now. Do we want to prevent a wider war that could draw in more nations? Do we share concerns about civilian lives, nuclear risks, and the prolonged stability of the Middle East? Can we find common principles like diplomacy as a first resort, protecting innocents and holding aggressors accountable amid the fog of war? Did Americans do the right thing here? Before we go into the show, I would like to introduce staff that makes this show possible, starting with our owner, Steve Greeley. Red Bull Ronnie, the co-creator, is in the house. Marissa June, our producer, is here. And my co-host, Paul Lavoie.
Hello.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you?
So excited to be here today.
Well, I'm about to have my second Blondie's meal in less than 12 hours.
Oh, nice. Thank you so much for your support.
So I love that. But no, welcome to Common Ground, everybody. I think you'll find a little bit of a change here today. We'll do a show good, and we are definitely ready to tackle this topic. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR is the number if you want to call in, because our opposition or our agreeers or whatever, you are the guest on the show today, listener, right?
Right.
They are the show, right?
Text us in, call us in.
You can do that too. Go ahead.
Text number is 928-727-5566.
That's right. And make this talk radio, not just listen radio. I meant to say make this talk and text radio, not just listen radio. It's really weird to look in front of me, and I'm looking at news scripts because we have a little different format today, but I'm not looking at a board.
Right. Yeah.
She's got that view.
Right.
Marissa does.
Yeah, so you can concentrate on all of this stuff.
Exactly. So where do we want to start?
You know, I've been seeing a lot of the stuff about World War III. And
what?
I know. Again, I'm following all the news. I'm looking at the left, and I'm going back and forth here. Paul, World War III.
We go on different places on Facebook, obviously.
Yeah, all over the place. but it's not.
Right.
It's not. It's a surgical strike that began, and there has been, though, a lot of lives lost.
That's a really good point. Now, I want to get to our congressional delegation here in Arizona, and I don't know if you looked at yours in Oregon or not, but here in Arizona, we've got a congressman in Congressional District 2. He's a Republican, Eli Crane, former Navy SEAL. He's seen combat with the Navy SEALs. Mm-hmm. And I was a little surprised at what he said. He's not against this in any way, but he's playing devil's advocate. If you want to get the audio ready to roll, this is going to be cut number one. Stand by. Republican Congressman Eli Crane is a former Navy SEAL. He says military operations involving regime change don't actually achieve their goals.
If I back the wrong political party, and the party that I back or the person that I back doesn't win, am I going to be, you know, thrown into a prison or a gulag or beheaded or hanged in the street? And when you look at those places now, it's very tough to make the argument that those places are better off now than when we went in there.
Now, that's from Real America's Voice, the TV show, of course. And Congressman Crane says he trusts President Trump's instincts. Therefore, he supports the military operation in Iran, but he warns that only 20 to 30% of attempted regime changes actually work.
Only about 20 to 30% of regime changes are actually successful, and there's a whole list that, you know, of places that, you know, this has been tried and it has not worked.
Now, Crane says that President Trump has indicated that the military plans have flexibility. I don't think we're at the lead of the, I think we're more of a consultant in this. That's my opinion from what I've heard from reports with Israel and, you know, the Mossad or even Israel's army, for example. They are tacticians, I mean to say. But it's a high-risk operation nonetheless, says Crane.
Right.
Okay? Now you've got the other side of the aisle. These are our senators. This is Ruben Gallego. And Senator Gallego is among the congressional Democrats expressing criticism of the U.S. and Israel on the military strike in Iran. Now, listen here, Melissa, how Gallego brings class warfare, right? Typical socialist argument here. He brings class warfare into the debate. This is cut three.
Mm-hmm. We're going to send a bunch of working class kids to go die, you know, for a bunch of rich countries, a bunch of rich men here. And it's not a good feeling. But we should not be going to war. There's no reason why we couldn't have worked this out. There's no reason why we should be going to war for other countries, whether it's the Gulf Coast countries or Israel. This is not our fight, and we need to stop what we're doing right now.
Wait, did you hear that? Did you actually hear him call those countries Gulf Coast countries for Israel? Did you catch that?
I did.
That's, wow. I mean, I think, folks, you know, if you voted for Ruben Gallego, if you're Democrat, okay, fine, but I don't think you got what you voted for. He's very different. He fought in Desert Storm, Desert Storm 2, and he ran on that. He ran in the middle, but now he's just really showing that he's anti-Trump. Next, we have Senator Mark Kelly. You know him as an astronaut, right? I call him Spaceman. we have Raza, Senator, and Spaceman. Senator Mark Kelly says the fall of the Iranian regime is a good thing for the world and the people of Iran. He also says, however, that he is not confident that the Trump administration has a clear strategy to end the conflict. This comes from NBC's Meet the Press. Kelly says the president needs to spell out the imminent threat that would justify such an invasion and do it before members of Congress, who constitutionally have the exclusive power to declare war. I differ with him on that because of separation of powers. But let's listen to what Kelly has to say. Cut four.
Hope is not a strategy. We got to have a plan here. I mean, what is the strategic goal and how do we achieve it? What was the imminent threat? Or is this about, you know, getting rid of the entire regime, which is really challenging? There's not an armed opposition in Iran.
Really? Hmm. Who took us hostage in 1979 then?
Their own people hostage versus how long?
No, they took us hostage in 1979, the Iranians under the Ayatollah Khomeini, the first Ayatollah, right? After they threw the Shah of Iran out, he went and ran for cover. This is history here.
Mm-hmm.
This happened in the 70s when I was like 14 or 15, and I followed it very closely. In fact, it spawned the TV show Nightline with Ted Koppel.
Uh-huh.
They took 52 people hostage in our embassy, our American property on their soil, right?
So scary.
Right, it was, and it was 400 and some days of taking us hostage.
Right.
That was the first imminent threat. There's, I showed you just from the White House.
Yes, four
there's
pages.
One, two, yeah, three, I think there's five actually. Four, five, six. Six pages, and it really gets ramped up around December 2019. You have Iran-backed Hezbollah terrorist killed, an American civilian contractor wounded several service members in a rocket attack. You have, there was one here, 109 U.S. troops suffered traumatic brain injuries in an Iranian ballistic missile attack on the Ain al-Assad airbase in Iraq. But that was from the Iranians, not the Iraqis. Now, it goes all the way up. The last threat was, I believe it was July or June of 2025, last year. Iran-backed militias attacked at least three U.S. bases in Syria and two U.S. bases in Iraq. And I think, you know, we've had seven presidents since 1979. And this one said, enough is enough.
Been a long time coming.
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
We're done with it, and it's the same regime. And then this morning, if you haven't heard, this is an update. They were meeting to replace the Ayatollah, right?
Who's going to do that?
There was a roundtable discussion. Who's going to replace the Ayatollah?
Who is it?
Nobody now. The Israelis hit them with a missile, took the whole meeting out. All of the clerics gone.
Yikes.
All of the replacement candidates.
So now what?
Don't know. Maybe they should try democracy.
Wow.
And taking women out from behind their veils. How do women support
I don't know.
This action? Any woman's group, how?
Seeing the protesting is going on on American soil when you're watching the Iranian women liberating in the streets is wild.
Right.
And I think there's just misinformation, and the media is not really, showing all the sides. We have some texts in.
We do have some texts in.
Really?
One says, we need to refine the powers that the executive branch has as commander-in-chief. President Trump has the power to enact military strikes in his authority when the national security is the cause. Trump said he did his strike for the protection and interests of the United States. Iran does not have the current capabilities to direct a strike on the U.S. at this point in time. This was interference in another country's international dealings that falls outside the powers of the executive branch, I believe.
I completely disagree with the capability they had to refine uranium into weapons-grade plutonium. I completely disagree.
So I got a question about that. It's like 6 months ago, Trump was saying that we took out the nuclear thing in Iran. So why the urgency now?
Good question. I've been asking myself the same thing. How much did we take out? If they still have the capability to refine, maybe they're getting it from China, maybe they're getting it from Russia.
Yeah, where's
That's
it coming from? Or do they have a stockpile somewhere that we don't know about and they're just living off their reserves?
So can we all agree in the interest of common ground that Iran having nuclear capabilities is a bad thing?
Yes. I think so.
We
I
could agree on
yeah.
that. What about our callers?
I don't know.
928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687, or text us 928-727-5566. You have more?
Speaking of text.
How many more do you have?
Just one.
Okay.
This actually relates to the media not showing all sides, and this is a long one, so I'm going to summarize it. Sorry. I'm afraid this isn't a topic you can find common ground on in a one-hour show. You have the diehard boomers who get their info from Fox News, and then you have some that use research for both sides of the spectrum from all news sources. You're watching a president that campaigned on no new wars, and being a president of peace push us into an Israeli war we don't belong in.
Let's clarify.
Trump is now part of the problem.
Is this a war?
A lot of people in America agree that we shouldn't get involved in no new wars. And I asked AI,
is this a war, though?
Are we in a war? And according to AI, they said yes. As of,
I'm gonna say not
as of
yet.
March
really?
2nd.
Now, that's interesting from a Gen Z standpoint.
Okay, I guess I'll take a little bit of the left side this time and say I don't understand why America. I know we're called the police of the world, but it's like, how does this affect us? Why are we draining resources there, like, miles away when their politics doesn't really affect us? I know,
but
I know it's also because aren't we kind of in cahoots with who's right next to them, that just bombed them as well.
I love that perspective.
Yeah.
No, I do, because why do we have the arrogance to think this is our war,
right,
or our,
that's kind of what I'm
or
saying,
our extraction? We're helping Israel.
We are.
Israel's in the middle of.
Israel's
in the middle
of
survival. Seriously, did you see Obama's America, Dinesh D'Souza's Obama's America?
Yes.
Did you remember the end of that?
And I remember.
He drew out a map of the Middle East.
Okay.
And it was dark. And it had one bright spot in the middle. Well, kind of towards the middle. Looked like almost like an egg yolk, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was Israel in the middle of the United States of Islam. And that's what it looked like. That was Obama's, that was the long-term vision, as Dinesh D'Souza saw it, of Obama's Middle East.
Okay.
I'm being told I got to wrap it up.
We gotta
or we got to wrap it up.
Take a quick break here.
Great segment, by the way.
I want
phone calls to come in.
Yes, please.
928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. And you can text as well, 928-727-5566. We're talking about Iran, the big bad Iran. And we're the great Satan, right?
Right.
That's what they always call us. Isn't that an imminent threat?
Well, yes. Satan, 100%.
Good choice.
Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. I want to do a quick shout-out to our Common Ground sponsors, Blonzy's Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kia, Neat Pool and Supply, Trailside Firearms and Trading Company, Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue, and Parker's Collision Center. Thank you guys so much for your support. And remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen to us on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley Needles, and 106.7 in Havasu. Marissa, what you got for us?
All right. I didn't know you were going to read the sponsors, but I'm going to do the full reads of the sponsors now. Thank you guys for making this show possible. Blonzy's Steakhouse. Mouth-watering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. They're the small-town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. Find what you want online at goldenvalleyhardware.com and pick it up in-store today. Just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. Annie's Thrift Store. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose. And Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Celebrating 40 years of doing it right by folks one happy driver at a time. Off East Andy Devine in Kingman.
Perfect.
All right, thank you.
Check this out, ladies. You're not the only two ladies I'm working with today.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
No, I've got Kay McCarthy and Realtor Sarah Juarez from Black Mountain Valley Realty bringing in the Girl Power Hour.
Yeah,
good job.
Nice.
We're going to talk about real estate today on Speak Out from the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
Man, you do... You do that pretty well. Anyway, that's today at noon, and check it out at right here on 106.3 or 7.5 and 3, the Voice of the Free. How did I mess that up?
Come on, man.
Holy cow. So just some tidbits from the six pages, right?
Yeah.
These are like the Lavoie files.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
No.
Oh, I got another tidbit for you on that one. I know what you're thinking.
The Epstein.
August 1995. This is stuff that stayed out of the news. This is from the White House, by the way. August 1995, an Iran-backed Hamas suicide bomber blew up a bus in Jerusalem, killing an American and three other passengers and wounding more than 100 others.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a crowded bus.
That's, wow.
February 96, an Iran-backed Hamas suicide bomber blew up another bus in Jerusalem, killing three Americans and wounding three other Americans. March 96, a suicide bomber linked to the Iran-backed Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorist groups killed 20 people, including two Americans, in a suicide bombing at a Tel Aviv shopping center. No imminent threat,
long,
Senator Kelly? Really?
Long history of
no
of
imminent threat.
Long history.
Interesting. I had another one that was pretty interesting. March 2007. This I would have thought I remembered. Former FBI agent Robert Levinson disappeared in Iran, likely dying in an Iranian prison. An FBI agent.
Yikes.
Gone. Poof. Yeah. So there you have it.
Right.
So, Yasmin Ansari, I know you probably never heard of her. She's a congresswoman from Maricopa County.
Okay.
Yasmin Ansari, a Democrat congresswoman. She says, and I'll summarize, I'm not quoting her, okay, I'm summarizing, that this is one of Trump's distractions so that we don't look more closely at his involvement with the
Epstein files.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Isn't that insane?
It's all over the internet. That's what they're implying, that this is a distraction.
You're my Epstein guru here.
I know.
All right.
I know.
So what do you think?
Well, I have been following this a lot, and I've been watching the Clintons. I don't know if you've watched it yet. The Clintons,
no.
The Clintons are testifying right now, and it's an interesting angle. It's not like they haven't done stuff like this before to distract, but this is a pretty extreme.
I personally don't think
that they're related. It is a coincidence that you could parallel the two. At right now, the Epstein files are really, really getting explosive, and the internet sleuths are digging and digging. And I watched something yesterday where they proved that Epstein was not dead. They pulled up his autopsy report, and it had his something about his prostate in there, and his prostate had actually been removed.
What?
So,
wait,
I'm
what?
Just saying, this is there's a lot of rabbit holes
how
to
do
go
we
down.
Know that his prostate, okay,
because it's in the Epstein files.
I don't even want to know.
But
wow.
But also, what's true in the Epstein files and what's not true, you know, and then when you've got all of this misinformation out there, that's one of the reasons why I really wanted to just do this today and put some facts out there for the listeners, to actual facts, not you know, judgment, clouded opinions, just facts. And I've noticed that was different was the extraction of the Venezuelan when we took him out. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of, oh my gosh, I can't believe we kidnapped this person.
Yeah, what happened?
There was a lot of like outcry about that, but there hasn't been a whole lot of outcry about the actual elimination of the head of Iran.
Okay.
From the same media outlets.
Big difference. We have fallout right now from that Venezuelan extraction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he was at the top of the most wanted list of international criminals and drug traffickers. That, and we've had some time to really let the dust settle. And Venezuela seems to be doing okay in self-governing itself so far.
Right.
I think Marco Rubio is playing a big part in both of these operations, by the way. I think Marco Rubio is a rock star of this administration.
I agree with that 100%. I do think, though, that it is interesting to look at the two different, where United States gets involved with the regime change and the way that the media is portraying it.
Something happened between Trump and the Iranians, in my opinion. Well, they were behind an assassination attempt. We know this.
The against Trump?
The Iranians, yeah. Well, they've declared, yeah. They absolutely declared that they wanted him assassinated.
Sounds like we got some more texts coming in.
Yes, we do.
We do.
All right. Someone said, living in L.A., home of the largest Iranian diaspora in the world, it has been tough to hear about the lives lost since the popular uprising began. With operations in full swing, the regime change is on Trump's terms, not the conventional Ivy League's failed ideas.
Mm.
In my opinion, the goal is to get into place Iranians in the country who can provide command, control, and eventually a more stable Middle East.
I think I know who wrote that.
Interesting.
Yes.
That is
a very educated opinion.
Yes. And then we do have another one. We went into Iraq for weapons of mass destruction and there was none. Is this just repeating the past? No, this isn't a war, but definitely enticing one. Israel.
Uh-huh.
Good Lord. Handle themselves just fine. They are the ones who sent the missile that took out the supreme leader. We were just the backup.
Yeah, I used to call it the head of the snake. Now it's more like the head of the octopus, especially when you look at all the terror groups involved.
That's a great analogy.
Israel has definitely stood up for themselves, has definitely taken the lead in this operation, in my opinion. But you also have Pete Hegseth has done a great job. And President Trump, he's going to take hits. You're going to take hits when something like this happens.
Right.
But we just eliminated a huge leader of terrorism in the world that seven other presidents haven't had the you-know-what to do.
Right.
So
the UN has been asking for de-escalation. Do you, in your opinion...
De-escalate what?
Well, the cease firing, I suppose.
Okay.
The missiles and stop lobbing missiles at each other and I don't know.
So what is the UN saying? I'm sorry.
That they've asked for de-escalation, and I'm just wondering, what are the chances you think that happening? Do you think that we just, you know, can we just be like one and done and just let the dust settle now and just stop?
Isn't it funny how the UN just happened to step into this one? When I believe Iran was just promoted to the Security Council, if I remember right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a little politics involved there. Hmm. But, I mean, you have some bad actors at the UN. I mean, come on, Russia, China.
This affects all the players.
Of course it does. But China and Russia especially feel pinched right now because we first took out their source of oil in Venezuela. Now we took out source number two in Iran. This is oil that is heavily discounted to the Chinese when they buy it by the barrel.
Right, and how
much else are they going to get? Where are they going to get their oil?
Yeah, I know. And how much can we tick them off before we get retaliated against?
By China?
Well,
who says we haven't already been retaliated against? And they hold a large supply of ibuprofen and other drugs that are supplied to the U.S.
Made in maybe Wuhan or...
Yep. You're on a totally different topic now. Anyway, go ahead, Marissa.
We're going to take a short break here, and then we will be right back on Common Ground.
Am I hearing Guns N' Roses?
That you are.
Nice.
All right. See you in a few minutes.
Plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction. In the fields of
welcome back to Common Ground right here live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. Text us in at 928-727-5566 or give us a call at 928-854-5687. We'd love to hear from you. Marissa, what you got?
All right, we're going to give a shout-out to our last sponsors, Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. From expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they've got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins at 52 Scott Drive. Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, new iron, old iron. Where am I? Full collections, and if you're looking for something special or hard to find, Trailside makes it happen. Getting a fair deal in what you want today. This is the trail you take. TrailsideFTC.com, Main Street, Havasu. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue. Go for the barbecue, stay because you're locked in a staring contest with a propane barrel pig named Hank the Tank. Slow Smoked Meats, big flavors, and a mascot that raises questions no one wants answered. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue, eat well and don't ask Hank anything. Behind the cigar bar, corner of Scott Drive and Main Street. Red Bull, you have too much fun riding these. And Parker's Collision Center. Locally world famous, they accept all insurances. Parker's Collision is the only shop in Mojave County with a state-of-the-art paint booth big enough for RVs to 18-wheelers. From fender benders to full-size giants, take it over to two decades of experience. Parker Collision Center at 10479 Brockman Road, Mojave Valley.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Good job.
Yes. And also, three of our sponsors are also locations for your chance to win a four-day pass to Country Thunder. Enter today at Martin Swanee Kingman, Annie's Thrift Store, and Trailside Firearms. Visit them for more details.
Country Thunder.
Yes.
Go see Brooks
awesome.
And Dunn this year.
I had one of those things in my restaurant last year, and the guy that won was so excited.
Oh, yeah.
He was literally crying and hugging me. It was awesome.
Aww.
He was really just thrilled.
We gave away a bunch of Kane Brown tickets last week. Or the week before, and oh my goodness,
what a show,
this
huh?
one lady, you would have thought she was on The Price is Right.
Oh, yeah.
She was going crazy. Uh-huh. We had the earlier text talking about Southern California, and that it's pronounced diaspora.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know what that means. I know the person who sent it, and he probably speaks better Latin than most popes.
Oh, and fun fact that they texted back. Diaspora is a Greek word for colony.
Oh, it's Greek.
Oh, interesting.
Great. Yes. I just got busted.
Well, thank you.
Nice.
Yes, I appreciate that. You know, I looked up, I wanted to talk a little bit about the human side of all of this.
Humanity.
The humanity side, the casualty end. Did you see the friendly fire where our troops, yesterday we lost a couple planes, our fighters, and our troops came out in parachutes, and, mm-hmm. and they were okay.
They were hospitalized, but they were okay.
Yeah, they were okay, which was scary to watch.
So far, 6 Americans killed from what I've heard last, and 18 injured or wounded. So
right.
under 25 so far.
So far.
Yeah. I still don't see this as an extended war, and the War Powers Act, if I remember right, limits this action to 60 days and an extra 30 days to pull out. So you have 90 total.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Congress. See, the problem I have with Senators Gallego and Kelly, or Senators Raza and Spaceman, as I call them,
yeah.
would be separation of powers. If you don't give the president the power to do this, then what do you give him the power to do? Because you've already...
Isn't he the commander-in-chief?
He's the commander-in-chief. Thank you. You've already taken away his power to levy tariffs, right?
Right.
They did that. I just don't... If anyone else was president, would they be fighting this? Obama dropped thousands of bombs on I don't know how many countries during his presidency. Especially the latter half of his presidency. Nobody said a word.
Right.
Not one word.
Well, it's the media that Trump's fighting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a lot like Nixon when he was bombing Cambodia. You know, I mean, you had people out in the streets that were just... You've seen it before. That's where the War Powers Act came from, was 1973. Was after Cambodia and Laos and those extended operations outside of Vietnam. So, anyway, I just... If the president doesn't have the power to do this, then what did you expect him to do? Go on national TV out of the Oval Office and say, I'm going to, you know what, we're going to extract the Ayatollah, or we're going to take him out, right?
Right.
What did you expect him to do? Or did you expect him to have a meeting with, I don't know, 25, 50 senators or congresspeople, tell them and then watch them leak it to the media? No.
No thanks.
You can't. He can't trust anybody.
He really can't.
I know. I realize that. And I do have one difference with President Trump, though.
What's that?
He doesn't use the Oval Office as much as he should. You know, live from the Oval Office.
Right.
He could have went on TV last night or tonight, live from the Oval Office, explained the operation, explained how maybe we're following Israel's lead, maybe we're not. We're kind of guessing right now just from the media reports.
Right. Well, he did go live this morning from Mar-a-Lago. I saw some criticism from that about, you know, he's working from home.
So when did you hear about all this?
Which?
On Saturday?
The entire thing.
What?
I was in the Bahamas.
You were.
I took on a cruise last week, so I was in the Bahamas. And one thing, though, that when we were on the boat in Miami, we kept getting the big F... whatever fighter planes were flying over us.
Really?
And they were escorting us, all the ships. There was a whole bunch of ships that were leaving, and they escorted all the ships out of the port. And it was, I mean, it was cool, because my husband was out there, you know, shaking his fist at the sky. It was like, awesome, go. You know, it was a beautiful sense of force and protection. It was neat, though. I hadn't seen that before. I have taken multiple cruises before and hadn't had all of the military presence like last week. It was interesting. And I was watching the cruise ship news, so it was kind of from all over. I didn't know, though, until I got back that it actually, I'm like, what's going on? Was war happening, or are we in World War III? Are we just having another strike? Is it going to be a one and done, like a surgical thing? It's just so many questions out there and so many different perspectives. This morning I was walking through the restaurant and I talked to a customer who was having breakfast, and I asked him, what are your thoughts about it? And he said, well, Trump promised that there'd be no new wars. And that's something that we hear a lot. And this is, it really feels like a war to a lot of people when you're seeing, you know, the fighters and the bombs and all the things.
This is what I woke up to on Saturday. I slept in. I always sleep in on Saturday because I don't get enough sleep during the week. I admit it.
Uh-huh.
I'm a 4:30 in the morning, get up and write the news guy. From Barron Trump. If you follow Barron Trump,
yes,
on X.
Yes.
He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Just in. This is what I read. The beast just lifted off with President Trump en route to Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. Absolute power move, he writes. And don't get it twisted. This is not some lazy vacation weekend. You already know he's taking calls, holding meetings, making moves. While the media sleeps, he works. While Democrats complain, he governs. The man does not stop. That's leadership. He's talking about his dad.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
What I woke up to,
and
I went,
so cool.
Wait a minute, what's going on? And I went further and dug further and further, and I went, okay, we did it. And the funny thing is, on Friday, you know, I have a radio on behind me all day,
right,
at my desk, and it's on KNTR Talk, and then another radio in the station is on KJJJ. You can hear the signals in case there's dead air, that sort of thing.
Right.
Hannity said, before he left the air, he goes, okay, we'll see you on Monday. And he paused, but I have a feeling I might see you on Fox this weekend. And as right there, I knew something's going
something's
down
up.
Because he knows.
Yeah,
he's very tight. Him and O'Reilly, especially, are mm-hmm. very, and Levin are very tight with President Trump.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, very. Like almost like they could pick up a phone and it rings on the other end, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, that's how I found out from Barron.
Interesting.
Yeah, I love following those guys on X because it's so right there. I mean, it's just instantaneous.
Right.
And it makes me laugh at the news media because they're covering the same statements 4 hours later.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that folks aren't calling in and complaining about President Trump.
You know, I don't know. Maybe we have common ground with them. Maybe they agree that,
possibly.
That maybe they're watching all the people in,
right,
in Iran celebrating in the streets and realizing that, hey, maybe this, you know, maybe they needed help. Maybe they couldn't get rid of him on their own.
Where do you have common ground with people on this? Have you talked to people about this?
Yes. Even this morning, I was walking around
the
restaurant.
Who was it? Your chef?
Maybe
the bomblet burrito, which is on the hidden menu.
Now, him, I personally didn't talk to him about it, but I did talk to that customer this morning who was a Republican, and he says he listens to our show and he listens to the channel, and he was the one that said, you know, Trump said no new wars, and this is kind of disheartening and disappointing.
Is this a war?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say, is that the media is saying that it's, you know, we're on the brink of World War III, and if you ask AI, are we in a war, it says yes. As of May or March 2nd, we were in war.
Well,
I want to hear from Gen Z here. You said could be.
Okay. I heard this from my dad. This isn't from me, but he says usually China and a few of the other ones would be like, you know, stepping in, like, hey, what are you doing? Don't attack our allies. But according to them, they've been pretty quiet.
Yes.
So it's like, what could they be planning? Kind of a thing.
Good point.
Ooh, that makes me a little uncomfortable.
And he's not a boomer either.
No.
My dad?
No.
No, he's Gen X.
Right, barely.
Okay.
I'm barely a boomer, by the way. But
That bottom text I never had read. Let me find it. Israel has been beating the Iran has nukes or is dangerously close since 1992, okay. Somebody said.
Well, I don't know that they've had nukes since 92. I know as far as nukes go, they've had the ability to create nuclear power. There's a big difference there because you don't use energized fuel rods, right?
Mm-hmm.
That are created, that create steam that generates, you know, or however your nuclear reactor is designed. You don't use that same type of nuclear technology that you would for a fission bomb. Ooh. You just don't. It's not the same type of weapons grade material.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome to Common Ground.
Hi, Ron Gould here.
Hey, hey, Supervisor Gould, how are you?
Did Trump actually say no new wars?
I agree. We have common ground here.
I don't know that he said that.
I don't either. Did he say that? He said he didn't want to be involved in forever wars. I remember hearing that. But, yeah, that's a good point, Ron.
Just to lay out the position that you're unwilling to go to war is a foolish position.
Very true.
It is.
Because then it's, you know, we'll just take it. You know, it could be like the Obama red line, mm-hmm. that they cross the red line and Obama takes two steps back and makes a new red line.
In Syria, right.
You get walked over.
If you telegraph to the world no new wars, then China would already be in Taiwan by now.
Right. They have to think that we're willing to do it. And it's Trump, so he may be willing to do it.
Now, I got Marissa looking at me saying...
Years of the Iranians saying death to America. Eventually, we need to take them at their word.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
We showed that they're a paper tiger because we already kicked their butt 6 months, 8 months ago.
Right.
A year ago.
Right.
They got nothing. Their friends aren't stepping in. The first thing they did is pop bombs on all their neighbors.
Speaking of paper tigers, do you think Russia... I got into this conversation with Tracy yesterday, Tracy Greeley. Do you think Russia's a paper tiger right now in that they couldn't even take out Ukraine, one of their
Correct.
Former provinces?
Look how messed up they were in the initial invasion. Their equipment is stale.
Right.
You know, they couldn't roll in because their tires were all rotten. They don't have an economy. It's basically an oligarchy. You know, that you got a bunch of oligarchs and everybody else lives in poverty.
Well, and then we had two Soviet-era jet bombers shot down yesterday or Sunday. Soviet-era, Ron, what was that, 1985, 86, 87?
Yeah,
those are 40 years old.
Yeah.
We got to go to break.
We're flying planes that are that old, too. We still fly F-4s.
Ah, we got to go to break.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Someone texted in and said that Trump supposedly said no new wars during his 24 campaign, but that's also the internet.
Okay. So we're going to break?
Yeah.
That we are.
What'd you pick for us?
Oh, a bad file, supposedly.
Uh-oh. Nice, way to go. You also have a This Date in Music History.
There we go.
After
All
the break,
right? Mm-hmm. I'm actually doing it right now. So I picked this one since it kind of relates to our
favorite.
Topic today.
I love this song.
It is a good song. So today in 1960, Elvis Presley is officially discharged from the United States military, receiving a final paycheck of, ready for this, $109.
Well done.
Wow.
That was a really good pick. All right, here's some Burning Love. Go for it.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on 106.7, 5, and 3, Voice of the Free. We did get a text in from a fact checker, and it says in his election night victory speech, November 2024, Trump said, quote, "I'm not going to start a war, I'm going to stop wars." So I guess that is where the no new wars thing is coming from.
I take it he's fighting fire with fire.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, Brett, question.
Do we have any common ground here?
Well, Department of War, was that created for this little... I mean, is it the timing just similar to the Epstein files? Is a little
do you have microphones
suspicious
around my desk?
I mean, I'm just saying.
I really took it as I didn't realize it at the time. I just thought it was Trump being Trump,
mm-hmm.
a little aggressive,
right? Like the Gulf of America.
The Department of Defense is now the Department of War.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know who the last Secretary of War that I remember. Not in my lifetime, was Stanton. That was during the Lincoln administration. Right?
Well,
he was the Secretary of War.
So
maybe that's why people want to call this a war.
Maybe. It's Operation Epic Fury is
yes.
the technical term, mm-hmm. which does kind of sound like an energy drink.
Do they have to?
I think. I mean,
it's not funny, but do you think they have to do that for veterans' reasons, for benefits in the future, that sort of thing? If somebody suffered an injury, they have to classify it as to, you know, it was for Desert Storm, Desert Storm 2, Epic Fury.
Right. Yeah, it would have to.
I think
be
part of it.
I would say so.
Right. But you wanted to close with a few thoughts.
Right. And as of this morning, I'm talking about the human side, and not just the American human side.
Right.
As of this morning, the death toll is 787 people that have lost their lives to this. And this includes over 165 schoolgirls and staff killed on a strike in a girls' school in southern Iran. And lastly, before we all go to sleep tonight.
That was 200 yards from a military installation,
right.
by the way.
Yes.
200
yes.
yards. Go ahead.
And lastly, before we all go to sleep tonight, I'd like to ask that we say a prayer for our troops in harm's way and for all of the lives that have been lost across the board.
Amen.
So, amen, yes.
So we'll have Common Ground next week. I'm not
yes.
sure if I'll be here, but
right.
everybody have a great day.
A lot of new exciting stuff happening.
We'll see you on Speak Out.
And
a little bit?
Yeah, and Common Ground's a movement. It's spreading.
It is.
It is spreading, yes.
And there's a show now
yes,
in Salem.
Yes, that's Common Ground Salem Edition, and my first taping of that is on Monday.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So,
awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And it's 1,100 miles away, but it's right there in, Liberal Nation, right there at the Capitol
I'd
of
like
Oregon.
To see a dozen of these type of shows around,
across
America. It would be wonderful.
Common Ground.
It would be wonderful.
Right. You know, a blanket of peace across our nation.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. What are you going to finish with, Maestro? Do you know?
I was going to go back into Thunderstruck.
She didn't plan it.
Sounds great to me.
All right, perfect.
Right, have a great week, folks. We'll see you next week.
This is KNTR Talk KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The Voice of the Free.